the guys who get it first time don't feel that they do all the things.
And it's a little has everything. It's not uncommon. People, you know, very often takes a while, takes a good week or so to get used to this kind of action. Okay. I wanted to share just a few quick thoughts looking back on Yom Ha'atzmaut this past week. I didn't speak about Yom Ha'atzmaut last week, and I wanted just to think about a few quick thoughts. I was thinking a lot of that Sefer Yehoshua on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I'll share with you why. Sefer Yehoshua essentially has two parts to it. The first part is, let's say, about the first 10 or so prakim. And it's essentially the initial entrance into Eretz Yisrael. The initial going into Eretz Yisrael. The first parak talks about Hashem gives Yehoshua chizuk. Yehoshua gives a short little speech, and then they make the 2.5 tribes make sure that they have the same deal with him as with Moshe. And if you look, the undercurrent theme of Perek Aleph is really how to live a life after Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's almost the whole Sefer. How Moshe Rabbeinu, if you realize who Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, he wasn't just the man who brought him out of Egypt. He was the man who built religion. He freed them from slaves. He brought them Makos. He saved them, split the sea. There's an Eben Ezra back in Sefer Shemos that says the reason why Moshe had to live in the palace, the reason why he couldn't grow up with the Jews, because they had to view him with awe. He couldn't be one of their peers, one of their brethren. They viewed Moshe, and again, could you imagine when Moshe dies? He's the one who brought them, you know, and we failed under Moshe's leadership. How are we supposed to be successful now? And that's the major challenge. How is Yehoshua supposed to, you know, to fill Moshe Rabbeinu's shoes? That's the major challenge of Sefer Yehoshua. And that's why the Navi starts off. The name Moshe comes up 3 times more in Sefer Yehoshua than the name Yehoshua does. The first parak comes up 11 times. And it's a parak where Moshe is no longer alive. And the whole Sefer has this. And the question is, how are they going to survive without Moshe? How are they going to take that initial step? And that's really the first half of the book. They have, and there's so many things that parallel what they did in Chumash, which is done the right way. There are meraglim at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, just like the meraglim in Parshat Shlach. They split, they go through a body of water in Sefer Yehoshua, they go through a body of water in Chumash. They wipe out a nation, men, women, and children, the city of Ai, similar to Amalek. However, in Yehoshua, it's done the right way. And there are many significant differences. One day maybe we'll learn Sefer Yehoshua, you'll go through them. And the truth is, so much of this is building towards Yehoshua's, you know, role, how they perceive him. And if you look in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yedalet, there's this powerful Pasuk, Bayom Ahu Gidal Hashem Es Yehoshua Be'enei Kol Yisrael. Yehoshua was raised in the eyes of Yisrael. Listen to this, Vayiru Oso Kasher Yiru Es Moshe Kol Yimei Chayav. They saw him the way they saw Moshe. And again, I'm cutting out half the times that Moshe's name is mentioned, but there's this tremendous difficulty that they're plagued with, which is how do you live a post-Moshe life? And Yehoshua does a great step. They really settle. They move in well. The second half of the Sefer, after the story of Shemesh Begivon, essentially is how to divide up the land, the wars, the kings, and there is one small critique, and if I'm not mistaken, the beginning of, I think it's Perek Yud Gimel. If I'm not mistaken, Perek Yud Gimel. Hashem says, V'yoshua zakein baba yamin v'yom reshem elav ata zakanta basa v'yamin v'haritz nishar tabe ma'ol l'rishka. There's still a lot more you need to do. There's still a lot more dividing of the land you need to do. And Yehoshua goes ahead and does it, and they divide up the land, and you have this Shevet Naphtali and this Shevet Naphtali, and how they do the Ari Miklas, and how they divide the 2.5 tribes, and a million one things like that. And again, towards the end of the Sefer, not just in the beginning, in the middle, the whole way through, you have again, you know, Yehoshua died, you know, and everything was done, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe, and the things were done, you know, V'nasim Lechem, Moshe Eved Hashem Be'Evayar, the 2.5 tribes got exactly what Moshe had promised them, and Yehoshua lived out the life and did exactly what Moshe did. And at the end of the day, Yehoshua dies, and although there is this one small ritual, you know, in Perek Yud Gimel, where there's a lot more Yerusha to do, they go ahead and they do the Yerusha. You get the impression, Sefer Yehoshua is a complete success. There's even a Medrash that says, if Bnei Yisrael would have never have sinned, all you would need is Chumash and Sefer Yehoshua. Why? Because essentially, Chumash has three goals. to build a nation, to give them a Torah, to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. We didn't succeed until that, until Sefer Yoshua. Unfortunately, two out of the three goals were successful in Sefer and Chumash. Unfortunately, failed in terms of bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. The people weren't ready. They were plagued with a slave mentality. They complained. They weren't prepared. The Ibn Ezra explains beautifully that the Bnei Yisrael weren't ready to go into Eretz Yisrael at that point in time. That's why that at the Yam Suf, when there were 600,000 people and 600 chariots came, they outnumbered them probably about 1,000 to 1. They couldn't fight because they were broken people, down-spirited. They were just a broken nation. And it took that whole generation to the next generation, times of Yoshua, where they go in successfully to Eretz Yisrael. And I was thinking again, you read Sefer Yoshua, it's not perfect. There are, you know, mistakes. There's a mistake of Achan, when Achan took from the booty. And again, there's Yeshua gets a small critique at the beginning of Perek Gimel. But essentially, Sefer Yoshua is a complete success. Yoshua dies, and the initial conquering of Eretz Yisrael was done well. And as difficult as it is, it's significantly easier than the Hemshech. Sustaining a government is much more difficult than creating one. Sustaining, concretizing a dream is much more difficult than dreaming in the first place. And that's where you run into problems. What happens with Jewish leadership in Sefer Shoftim, and Sefer Shmuel, and Sefer Malachim? Whether or not you believe monarchy is the ideal form of Jewish government or not, it's a major machlokas in Mefarshim. The Ibn Ezra thinks monarchy, the institution is terrible. The Rambam thinks it's a wonderful thing, just that they asked for it the wrong way. They want people like the Goyim. Either way, there were problems. There were problems in Sefer Shoftim, and the problems grew exponentially in Sefer Shmuel and in Sefer Malachim. Shaul wasn't the right king, and there was a civil war, and the Malchus based David split. Sustaining a government is not easy. And in a certain sense, you can imagine how these thoughts parallel Yom HaTzmut. It was not difficult to establish a state. Hakamas Medina was not an easy thing. To get it started, to get the government going was not an easy thing. How much religion, and especially from non-religious people, and how do you service all the people? However, as difficult as it is to take a country, to take a government to the next level, it makes it more difficult, and I feel this is one of the problems I think the religious community, people in general, specifically religious community, is making, is we're still living in 1950s Zionism, big Judaism. We're still trying to figure out why the government was a good thing, or how it's a good thing, or, you know, why the pros outweigh the cons, or maybe potentially not. You know, we're still trying our best to prove that, you know, that it was miraculous in 1948, and, you know, all the different Torah, each day of Pesach corresponds to a different day, and Shloshim Yom Kod Machag, 30 days before Shavuos is Yom HaAtzmaut. And I'm not against it. We should do these things. But I feel far too seldom we're looking to the country's new challenges. I remember my wife took me to Moshe Va for a summer. I came in my first summer there. I didn't know what Bnei Akiva was. I never heard the words. I heard the words Bnei and Akiva. I never heard them together until I was like in 12th grade. Someone said, like, you know, mentioned. I had no idea what they were. I had very little exposure growing up to it. I remember my wife took me to a camp and they were talking to, I believe, in Torah Avodah. My initial response was, and Gimelus Chasad, right? Ha'ol Omin Al Shalosh Etzvar. Torah Avodah Gimelus Chasad, man. Person, at first, like, I question, I meant it seriously, like, I didn't understand, you know? And there was explained to me this whole Torah Avodah, you know, thought. I remember commenting, I think it's correct. You know, I don't value digging in dirt just because it's dirt. However, I believe that part of Torah, I wouldn't put it in, but I'm under the category of Torah, is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And in the 50s, it may have been building kibbutzim. And in the 50s, it may have been developing the agriculture. And in the 21st century, in 2010, it's developed, it's progressed. The idea is to develop new ways of doing things, not just to continue milking cows. The machines can milk it quicker. That's fantastic. I believe much of the challenges the country has today is to make Tel Aviv a religious city, and to make Yerushalayim a progressive city. The more we continue separating the two, the worse it's going to be. The more Yerushalayim becomes a religious city without any technology, without any industry, without any commercial, without business, the more we isolate Tel Aviv from Yerushalayim, the bigger mistake it's going to be, I think. I think people in Tel Aviv are open to Torah, much more so than we often are, you know, are trained to believe. I think it depends how you do it. If you show Torah with love, with warmth, with care, if you show them the beauty, the value, the ideology, it's a lot better than if you yell at them in you give them Musr in Yiddish. That has been the less successful one. When they drive through your communities and throw rocks at their cars, that has been less successful way of, you know, I've yet to see a person get his car rocked, get out of the car and just start crying out of tshuva on the spot. It could be it exists. I've never seen it. My inclination is it doesn't. The more we try to force things upon them, I think the less it works. I also want a religious state. I believe the best way it's going to be done is by showing them love and the beauty of Torah. The more we isolate ourselves from them and try to force it against their will, the less they're going to like it. The same way I would like it less. The more we identify and try to build achdus, the more we try to show them who we are and the beauty of and meaning that religion can offer. Like, is everyone going to take it? I don't think so. Are significant percentages more absolutely? And at least they'll respect it. Remember, I was hiking in the Golan years ago. There's a friend of mine, Fivel, from Boca Raton. He's made Aliyah, he's living in Israel. And he had such a beautiful Dvar Torah. He really liked it so much about why Shaloh Asani Isha is not sexist, why Shaloh Asani Kirtzona with Ratzon Hashem. And it's beautiful. So we get to some Chiloni lady in his car. We got to hitchhike to Trent in the Golan. She was driving us from one field to the next. And he goes, Yeshli Bracha Shaloh Asani Isha. She responded, that was the word for it, of course. She responded, I talked to Loretta, don't get out of my car. Like, in other words, don't get in here and tell me you have a bracha shalos on Yish. And he went to explain the Dvar Torah. And after the bowl of five, you know, you win a lot more Jews with a good bowl of cholent than you do explaining why shalos on Yish is not sexist. Let's build upon things that people like about religion opposed to explain the parts they don't. We have to explain the parts they don't, but that shouldn't be the initial conversation. Let's build upon the things we agree to. Let's build upon the things that everyone likes. Let's build upon the things that are easier. Let's build upon Jewish tradition. I remember when Bibi Netanyahu came to YU. He spoke, and he had a great line. He said, every Jewish family in Israel should have a Tanakh. Because if you and I had to make a list of 10 different books that every Jewish family should have in their house, we would disagree about 9 of them. So let's focus on the Tanakh, the one we agree upon. That was a great point. It's true about outreach in Chutz La'aretz. It's true about identity in Klal Yisrael, in Achdus Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. I feel like as long as we're developing 1950s challenges, and again, not to ignore them, not to chas v'shalom be kafui tov on what the generation of the 50s have done, 60s have done, and the reason why there's kosher food in the army, the reason why the army operates so many things for Orthodox Jews, according to the Philodinum of Shabbos, the reason why there's grummas on Shabbos is because we won those battles. Many of them. And now the question becomes, not to continue fighting battles that we won, but to ask ourselves, what are the new battles? What are the challenges that religious Zionism faces nowadays? A lot of it is Jewish unity. A lot of it is presenting ourselves to the Chiloni world in a light where we're progressive. To the religious world, where we're from, some of it's the same, some of it's progressive. The goal is not to revert towards backwards thinking. The goal is not to abandon Torah. It's true on a nationalistic level, it's true on an individualistic level. Sometimes you feel like, you know, I remember I was talking to a camper of my wife's who made Aliyah, a real B'nai Akiva kid. The kid said, okay, I made Aliyah, now what? Like all my life I wanted to make Aliyah, now that I'm here, now what? Like, what's my next goal? I'm a success. And the answer is, religion is not about aliyah from country to country, although I'm a big believer that Eretz Yisrael is a good place to live. It's about aliyah, spirituality, in every single level you can make it, to progress and to move forward and to grow. Ad Bias Goel, there's more to do. Ad Yimos HaMashiach, there's more to do. On every single level, individualistically and nationalistically, I think we have a responsibility to continue moving forward, to ask ourselves, what are the new challenges? What are the new contributions I can make? Where does Medinas Yisrael find itself in 2010? Whether it means electing or becoming moral, law-abiding, non-bribe-taking politicians, from the most Haredi to the most Tzioni to the least from. Unfortunately, most politicians have not gotten over that step. There's a lot of good things to do out there in the world. There's a lot of good things to do here in this country. I was thinking, Yom Ha'atzmaut, it's important on one hand to appreciate Sefer Yehoshua, to appreciate the foundation, to appreciate 60, 70, 80 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, the beginning and the development of how the previous generation paved for us a path by establishing for us a Jewish state, one in which more Torah is being learned today in Israel than anywhere else in the world, and anywhere else in the world in all of world history, at any point in time. A state where, although it's not yet perfect, doesn't have all the ideals of Torah, it's much more Torah-oriented than most other governments in all of world history. It's been better to Orthodox Jews than most other governments in all of world history. It's been better to Torah and the values of Torah than most other governments in all of world history. And are we there yet? No. I think Yom Ha'atzmaut is a wonderful time to introspect, to reflect, and to ask yourself, what can we do to help maximize, to help influence, to help develop Am Yisrael, the Jewish people as a whole, and specifically through Medinat Yisrael, specifically through the country that we ourselves have erected, we ourselves have established. You don't like the government we established? Let's change it. You're part of the less. You're part of the we. Can you do it by yourself? Absolutely not. Mr. Tzvi Huda used to point out, there are two types of people, those who complain about darkness and those who shed light. It could be on Yom Ha'atzmaut, the week afterwards, it's a chance to ask ourselves to reflect as individuals and on a nationalistic level. What can we do to further Am Yisrael's position in this world, generically and specifically through Medina Yisrael? Not just to continue regurgitating the same ideas and values that the Gedolei Yisrael, the Zionistic Gedolei Yisrael, as well as the other Zionists have spoken about in the 50s and 60s, but to ask ourselves, what are the challenges we have? How do we do a better job integrating and absorbing Olim? One of the biggest Kiddushei Hashem in all of world history took place in 1981 during Operation Moses. In all of world history, there has been one time where white men have gone down to Africa to liberate opposed to enslave black men. And it was Israelis. It's a tremendous Kiddushei Hashem. Our PR is not good enough about that. In all of world history, there's been only one time where white men took black men out of Africa to liberate them, opposed to enslave them. I feel proud to identify with such a people. Unfortunately, the Ethiopians have had a very difficult time here in Israel since then. The suicide rate is higher, almost twice as high as most other Israelis. The job market has not been particularly good to them. You want to dedicate your life to helping Ethiopians make their way better in Eretz Yisrael, beautiful thing to do. Russians, beautiful thing to do. There are so many wonderful challenges that we have in front of us to help Am Yisrael. It just requires a little bit of thought to ask ourselves, what are they? And how do I make a contribution for them? Have a chance.